I came from a perfect marriage. Ha 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 ha. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I came from a perfect marriage. My mother and father were never divorced. Ha, 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 ha. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? That means that their children should never be divorced, you know. That means that everybody in their life should be very powerful and wonderful and desirable and that sort of good thing. Well, that's not always just the way it works. Not always just the way it works. People say, well, Herb, you got a divorce. And I said, yes. And they say, well, how could that happen when your mother and father were never divorced and all that sort of stuff? And I said, well, my wife and I just agreed to go our own way and walk our own path. And we were not ready to walk it together. We were walking it separately. And my wife was still walking her separate path, and she's the only woman I ever married or ever will marry, and I'm not interested in having any other woman in my life. And I'm not interested in having her in my life either. I'm having her right where she is, living her life the way she is and happy as she is, you know. But the thing is, I am doing my thing. Now, you can understand that when two people are married, they are married to grow together and experience life together and allow each other to expand their individual genius in ways that are not always evident on the surface. Now, if a man wants to become good at fly casting, casting flies into the water to catch fish, you know, and he's always liked fishing and he's done this. And so his wife says, I can't stand him going out fly casting. Every time I wish we'd go someplace on a Saturday, he's got to go fly casting. Every time. And then they come to me, and I talk to them. And I say to the wife, you know, you didn't marry your husband to possess him, to own him, to change him, to control him. You married your husband to have a great person by your side who understands you and you understand him and you have good times together and you each have good times apart because you're two separate beings. You're two separate wonderful beings. Now, if you would say to your husband, oh, hey, honey, you forgot. You're going fly casting today with your friend. Instead of saying, again, you know, just saying, you're going fly casting with your friend. He'd say, oh, yeah, I did, you know. Being with you is so enjoyable, I forget about those other adventures that I used to think were so important, you know. And so he goes fly casting with his friend, and he's fly casting with his friend, and his friend is saying, well, you should fly cast over here, and you should fly cast over here, and you should go do this here, and you should go do this. And he says to his wife, to his friend, he says, you know, even my wife doesn't do that. My wife doesn't tell me where I should fly cast. She doesn't tell me where the big ones are. All she does is say, have fun. Be yourself and have fun. And, you know, I have the most ideal marriage because my wife and I, we just live our own lives together and apart. We can sit in the evening and he'll watch the newscast and I will read a magazine and not even hear the newscast. We will sit in an evening, eat from the same box of popcorn or from the same bowl of popcorn, and he will be doing two separate things. He'll be playing a game of solitaire, and I'll be knitting, you know? And we're just enjoying each other's company, the presence of each other, but we don't own each other. You don't have to. You got to learn how to knit like I do so we can knit together, you know? Or you have to learn how to play solitaire like I do so we both play the same game. Well, why do we have to do both the same thing, you know? Well, marriage is something that people seem to get mixed up. I was just telling the monastery staff here, the monks, how for years now I've taught, and I've been very successful in teaching philosophy, and people get pretty hung up on me. They think I'm pretty wonderful. They think I'm pretty intelligent. And they think I'm pretty somebody that they would just like to worship. And the minute I find someone who wants to worship me, then I have to live up to what they're worshiping me for. And no way. I am going to do my own thing. If anyone starts to worship me, they disappear out of my world. They disappear out of my world, not because worshiping the item that they're worshiping is wrong. Our marriage is only as good as what we put into it. And if we put beautiful thoughts and beautiful attitudes into our marriage, then beautiful things come out of it. First, we have to look at our marriage and say, is this a human marriage or a divine marriage? If it's a human marriage, it's till death do us part. My God, what possession with possession. If it's a divine marriage, it is throughout my happy life, throughout my joyous world of experiences. We have to name and claim the things that we feel are valuable. And if we let anyone worship us, as many wives seem to worship their husbands, oh, he's the greatest, he's the greatest, and really they hate his guts. They really hate his guts, because if they worshipped him, if they really worshipped him, they would live as he lives. They would follow what he does. If he really worshipped his wife, he would bring her flowers every day. He would bring her new dresses and fur coats, and he would work forever and ever just to provide for her happiness. Do you understand? And that kind of worship you could do without. Why is it at church, when they go to worship, you bring your tithes and offerings, and you put your worshipful things at the altar of God? Well, you see, we've learned the wrong way to worship. What is the phrases that we have learned in our Christian philosophy with Jesus? It's done unto you according to your belief, you know. Love your neighbor like yourself, you see. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. See, all of these simple, well, apparently human phrases, but if you look at them from the divine point of view, love the divinity in your neighbor as you love the divinity in yourself. Do unto others, give of your holiness, of your happiness, of your genius, of your wisdom to others, and they will give it to you. Isn't that true? Mm-hmm. Isn't that true? See, so you see, these are the biblical things. These are the spiritual things. These are the real marriage. Not till death do us part. And cleave unto her and or him and none other. Mm-hmm. In other words, don't fool around. Well, why shouldn't you fool around? If you are happy and satisfied in your marriage relationship, you don't have to fool around. You only fool around because you haven't got a happy, fulfilling marriage relationship. And marriage relationship, one of the things of it is sex. And if you don't learn how to be the greatest sexual partner in the world to your wife or to your husband, you're not doing all of your marriage vows. You're not all, doing all your... And if you don't raise children, now that doesn't mean having a nanny. That means that you get in there and teach those children and train those children in your values, in your ways of thinking. Now, you see, to have a truly beautiful marriage, to have a truly beautiful relationship, is when a wife plays her role 100% and a husband plays his role 100%. But few are able to do this because few have trained in this and know what marriage is all about. Now, you're going to be working with people in your life, and people are going to come into your world who are married or not married, or who are running around with each other. And big deal. Big deal. Well, some of my own people didn't want me to perform their weddings because I said, you shouldn't get married. You shouldn't get married. Because if you want to get married, that means you think that the most beautiful girl in the world is your wife. The most wonderful man in the world is your husband. And you don't look to anybody else to make comparison. Well, why don't you do like he does? Or why don't you do like she does? You know, why don't you do like others do? You know, and when you have comparisons and judgments, you're not having a marriage. A marriage is where you're happy together, where you're both doing beautiful things and enjoying each other. But because you have married, that means you are each other's partner, sexually and emotionally and every other way. And that means that you raise children, because you get married because you want to have children. Why get married if you're not going to have children? You know, it's a foolishness, because the marriage only ties up your estate for the children, and makes sure that the children are going to have parents who bring them up. And if you're not going to have children, you don't need to get married. And then you are bound to each other because you're married, and so forth. So think about these things and realize that to have the most wonderful marriage in the world is when you fall in love with yourself. And you love yourself so much, so completely, and so fully, that there's nothing on earth more wonderful than you are. And then you fall in this interesting, I don't want to say trap, but it's a trap. You fall in this trap of realizing that everything you see is a reflection of you. Every man or woman that you see in your life is a reflection of your attitudes, of your love, of your unconditional love, of your generosity, of your goodness, of your holiness, of your respect for yourself. And I think that's wonderful. Just like you wouldn't masturbate in public. It just isn't done. So it is, you don't announce in public that you're homosexual or you're heterosexual or that this is my wife or this is my husband. You go around with a person and you show them so much respect. All the world knows that that's a very special person in your life. Whether you're married or not is unimportant. You show them so much respect and so much love that all the world looks at you and says, wow, what a magnificent person. What a magnificent people, you know? And there's no possession. There's just absolute respect and unconditional love. When we can live our lives from that point of view, how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. I didn't know he was your husband. I thought he might have been, the way he treated you and the way he was acting around you, but I kind of thought he was your suitor. Well, he is that. our honeymoon, what do you call it,
engagement? Courtship.
Our courtship never ended. How wonderful, huh? How wonderful. Think on these things. They're wonderful. Mm-hmm. And just remember, you can't do it wrong, but you can always do it better. Mm-hmm. Enjoy yourself and know that I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you. Love you.